Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Ladies and gents, I'm so glad that you are here with us this evening. I am Victoria Gaither, television news anchor and reporter, and all around, I would say, very, very good person and fun person. Well, you are listening to At Home with Victoria. As always, we have basically weekly shows, sometimes three or four or five times a week, sometimes once a week. But in any event, tonight we are talking to a lovely young lady. Her name is Sandra Greenup, and I had the opportunity to meet Sandra via Friends of Friends on Facebook, and she is absolutely fabulous. I just simply adore her. I love her. And basically, she's a fashion writer as well as a fashion blogger. So she really is someone, at least I think, that has her hand on the pulse of the fashion world and what's going on in terms of fashion. For example, fall fashion is coming up, and on her blog as well as on her Facebook page, she's always going to have the latest information and basically things that, you know, we women love to look at, clothes as well as accessories. So I was also very honored because she featured me in one of her online magazines, and that was just such a really great moment for me, because the idea that a fashion writer and blogger thinks that I have style, you know, of course I do think that I have style, but it just basically confirmed what I already thought. I guess I think most women, we all think that, at least we like to think that we have style. So that was really cool that Sandra was able to do that and feature me in her online magazine. Well, she is on the line, so we're going to go ahead and get her in so we could start the conversation. A quick hello to Michael. Michael is in charge of the chat room again tonight, as well as a big announcement that Michael and I are going to be making next week. Many of you already know that Michael is going to be serving as a co-host with me on the entertainment shows, but we'll talk more about that later. But the young lady of the hour is Sandra, so let's go ahead and get her on the line and see if she is with us. So I think we just got one small problem, but we're going to work at getting her on the line. Sandra, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here, Victoria.
Hey, darling, how are you?
I'm great, and how are you?
I am absolutely fabulous because you've been giving me so much press and putting me in your online magazine, and I just feel like I've arrived since you have given me the stamp of approval with fashion.
Oh, my goodness, what a compliment. Thank you. Thank you so much, Victoria. Thank you.
Well, listen, again, thanks so much for being here. And just give our my listeners kind of a quick sort of 411 about you and how it is that you got into fashion and your love for fashion, and also something that I know about you that a lot of people don't, that you have an extensive background in traveling. So talk a little bit about that.
About my travel first?
Yeah.
Is that what you
want? Yeah, actually, well, talk about your love for fashion first and then go into the travel part.
Oh, okay. Well, to me, fashion, I think, is all about having fun with it. I feel that it's not about how much you pay for something. It could be whatever a person feels comfortable with. I also feel that fashion is an expression, it's an attitude. I can say that fashion started with me at a very young age. I guess when my mom used to buy me, you know, cute little dresses and stuff, and I would wear them to church or school, and the teachers would give me a compliment. So I think it started with that, with the teachers giving me compliments, that I realized that fashion was something that I wanted as a part of my life.
Well, and I can certainly just identify with the part of you said about church, because, you know, a lot of times, at least especially when we were growing up, you know, we didn't dress up, I think, as much as people do today. So one of the places that you would always dress up as a girl and you could always look pretty was on Sundays when you go to church. So you always had on, you know, your really pretty Sunday dress, as well as your shoes, and in some cases, your hat. So I was just saying that that sort of brought back a quick memory for me that I can identify with that myself.
Exactly, and I agree with you, too. Yes.
Now talk a little bit about your travel as well.
Okay, well, my husband, he was in the military. He was in the Army, in fact, and he did 20 years, and he retired here in San Antonio, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So we traveled to Germany, to Belgium, to Korea, and stateside, we were based in Washington State at Fort Lewis. In Georgia, we were at Fort Garden. In North Carolina, we were at Fort Bragg. So we basically been all over. and I really enjoyed it.
Now, in terms of you traveling and all of that, and again, this is all sort of also based on your love for fashion. Was it like a big difference between sort of what women would wear in countries that you traveled in versus here in the U.S.?
Oh, yes, it was a major difference. to me, the Europeans, they're not as, and I don't mean offending anyone, to me, the Europeans are not as consumed as, you know, some of us Americans are with fashions and, mm-hmm. you know, all that kind of stuff. They are more simple and more, you know, more down to earth, I think. And that's
well,
just their way, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. No, I don't think it's anything wrong with that. But also, I was sitting here thinking, because although you said that, I think, you know, we as Americans, we do take a lot of fashion tips from European women, you know, and I was thinking of some of the fashion shows, like the really big ones that you have in Paris, Milan, Fashion Week in New York and all of those things. So I do think that, I mean, would you agree that we do take some of our tips and we also look to, you know, Paris, especially designers for fashion ideas and tips as well?
Exactly.
Well, tell us a little bit about your online publications, because you not only have, what do you have, three of them?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I have three online blogs, and you can check me out at, one of them is fashionswithmarie.com. The other one is misshoutonsugar.com. And since I live in San Antonio, I did the third one for the people here, and it's called missvirgo.onsugar.com. And I wanted to do that for the, you know, Latino people here in San Antonio. I wanted to do something for them also.
I think that's a great idea. And talk about the Fashions with Marie, because that was the particular blog that you actually highlighted me in. So what can people expect to see when they log on to your blog and your website? What kind of type of people will they be able to see?
Okay, with the first one that I started back in April of this year, and that's fashionswithmarie.com. And what I do is I just go in throughout the day and update it with celebrities on fashion trends and fashions and different personalities, and just try to keep them updated on different fashions and throw in a little bit of gossip in there too. But I try to keep it positive. I don't like the negative stuff, because we have way too much negative stuff going on. So I just try to be as positive as I can be.
And that is one thing that I can certainly say that that I do like about you, because when I, in fact, started to follow your blog and met you on Facebook through a mutual friend, you always have positive information on your blog, as well as there's always positive stories. So I do want to commend you on that aspect of it yourself. And actually, I wanted to just kind of quickly talk about this, because this is just gives you an idea of the type of information that Sandra puts on her blog. It was today that I logged on, and I really hadn't paid much attention to the news on television today. But I, you know, logged on to Facebook, and Sandra's blog and information came up, and there was an article there about Desiree Rogers, who's the used to work for the White House. So my first time seeing that information, that she is now going to be the head of Jet and Essence magazine. I know for sure Jet was that I actually saw it on your blog. So that just, you know, kind of leads me, you know, to say that you also have a lot of timely information on there too, because that just happened today.
Yes, ma'am. Desiree Washington, she has been named the chief executive of Johnson Publishing Company. And they are the people that publishes Jet and Ebony magazine. So I give a shout-out to Ms. Rogers. Congrats to
her.
Yeah,
in fact, I was saying there's a friend of mine that actually knows her, so I was very excited, and she's actually going to try to help her book her and get her on my show. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed for that to happen, because I'm sure lots of people would love to hear from her. And also, I think it's great, you know, for her to take on that position, because, you know, I don't like to base anyone's career on one thing, because God knows if anyone bases my career on one thing, then I'm in trouble myself. So, you know, that the White House thing was just one aspect of her entire career.
That's true.
So I just know that, you know, going forward, that she will definitely, I think, be a great addition to that. And I'm actually looking forward to seeing what she's going to do with that, because, you know, I personally think that those magazines do a good job, but you can always do better. And there's always, you know, kind of, you know, it's good to have young and fresh folks in there to revamp some things. So I was very happy to hear that news.
Yes, and I also like to add that I like to commend Ms. Rice for giving Ms. Rogers another opportunity. Based on her, Mrs. Rogers' proven track record of her successful business leadership. And just because Ms. Rogers made a mistake, hey, we all do, you know. So I think she'll do a great job as chief executive of Johnson Publishing Company.
I definitely think that you are right as well. I think that is on the money, and you're right about, you know, the opportunity of giving second chances. And like I said, and I think all of us listening, whether it's, you know, my good friend Cheryl Wood of Moms Are Best, Michael, you know, Jennifer, and all the guests that we have in the chat room, I mean, you really can't judge one's career by one aspect of it. A career is something that all of us build a lifetime, and we all, you know, do things that may happen. So I'm just glad that, you know, she has bounced back. But then, you know, I have to tell you, I never ever thought in my wildest dreams that no one was not going to give her a job, because she's just fabulous. I mean, look at her. I mean, she's just a really fabulous, classy lady. Wouldn't you say so?
Yes, ma'am. I totally agree. I totally agree with you.
And I just want to quickly thank everyone. I mentioned a few names visiting us inside the chat room. Thank you so much for stopping by and spending some of your time on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria Gaither, the host of the show. My girlfriend, my best friend, always tells me, Victoria, when you have your show, you never say anything about yourself, and people that are new to your show never know who you are. So I'm just going to quickly say that, since we do have some guests listening tonight inside the chat room. I'm by profession, a television news anchor as well as reporter. I've worked in many large cities as a news anchor in the U.S., and just decided that I wanted to have my own internet radio show. So I kind of woke up one morning. A former producer of mine said, hey, let's get together and do this. So that was basically how it started, and I've been on the air doing this show for a little bit over a year. So that's kind of my story. So if you ever have any story ideas or any guests that you would like to feature on the show, just feel free to send me an email, and I'll certainly make that happen. Jennifer says that I'm also pretty, too. Thank you, Jennifer. Jennifer is new to our group, Sandra, and I'm going to actually have her on the show. She doesn't know that yet. She's just hearing this for the first time. Because just like Sandra said when she talked about her blog, which I love so much about her, you know, you're only going to find positive information when you look at her websites. And, Michael, I know that we should have done this, and it really is my fault, but if you Google Sandra's name, I'm sure you'll find her websites that will come up. So maybe before the end of the show, for everybody to connect with Sandra and put her websites up there. Or if not, before the show is over, I'll make sure I do that, as, you know, people may want to take a look at her websites and just kind of see what they look like. But I was saying that to say, when Sandra, you were talking about the positive news, that was one thing that really drew me to you, is that I just love how positive you are. So I also, Sandra, get questions as I'm doing the show, and this is a young lady who is from Texas, and she says, tell Sandra hello from the state of Texas. And she also says she's never been to your part of the country. What is it like living down there?
What's it like living in Texas?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Hot, very hot, very hot. But it's also, I live in San Antonio, which I love. I'm originally from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, but like I said before, earlier in the interview, that my husband, he retired here from the military, so I love it. I love the heat. I love it. It's nice. It's amazing. And if you ever come to San Antonio, make sure to check out the Riverwalk, which is just absolutely lovely. Thank you.
Oh, that sounds. Anything that has the name Riverwalk to it sounds like it's fun. It sounds like a bunch of restaurants and shops on the river. You get to sit down and eat and have a good time. That's what it sounds like to me.
is very nice and very romantic. I love it.
Oh,
I love it here.
Oh, very romantic, too. Sandra, I have to tell you, there's Jennifer inside the chat room as well as Cheryl says that they love your accent. It sounds so
Oh, my God. I know you guys were going to catch me. Well, thank you.
Hey, but no, Sandra, one thing I can tell you about all of my listeners and fans, and I hate to call people my fans because they will tell you they really are just my friends.
Okay.
That we are all loving people, and so it's nothing bad about that. But I was going to say something about your accent because the same young lady who sent me the email saying that she is from Texas, she's from Dallas, Texas. She says also, oh, Victoria, tell Sandra I can tell that she's a true Southerner because she keeps saying yes, ma'am, and that she loves her accent.
Thank you.
Yeah, because, sweetie, I can tell you there's certainly not many of us, and I'm sure Michael and Cheryl can say up north, where there are not many of us that are saying yes, ma'am, and those sort of things. So, yeah, that's basically you Southern folks who are just so sweet and nice and always say those wonderful things to us Northerners. So we'll take it. It sounds good.
Yeah, it's a habit that some of us just cannot get rid of, no matter how hard we try.
It's a good habit. I don't want you to get rid of that. Like Jennifer said, that's something that makes you very precious. So we love that in you. There's another question, and this is from a young lady who is in South Carolina, another Southerner. She says that she's a curvy-sized woman, and she says that that what do you think about curvy-sized women in fashion? So I guess, you know, just kind of, you know, my thoughts on that, not that she asked me, but all women are beautiful. I don't care no matter what size you are. And today there's so many stores, you know, that that make clothes for curvy-sized women. So what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, like I said before, I feel that, you know, fashion is an attitude. It's, you know, whatever you feel comfortable with. Like, for instance, me, although I'm petite, I still can't really buy clothes from BB. I can't fit too many of their things. They're just too small for me. So although I'm petite, I'm curvy too. So, you know, I just go to other stores to find stuff that fits my size.
And I have to say she is absolutely a lovely, lovely looking lady. As we talk, Sandra, I'm also trying to multitask because I want to put your website on there so everyone inside the chat room can look at wonderful pictures of you or also just add you as well. And I have to let everyone know, and all of my regulars can probably kind of tell, Sandra is very, very shy, as you can tell. So a lot of stuff that I know about her, she's not telling you. And I just know this about her because I spend a lot of time with her on Facebook chit-chatting and talking back and forth. But she's one of these people that just simply loves fashion, does a lot with it, but she's also a little bit shy when it comes to talking about herself. So,
oh, my goodness. See, it's not about me. It's about everybody. I'm not selfish.
you see, and that's enough. You see how these wonderful Southern folks are? Okay, so everyone,
I love complimenting other women. It's just not about me. I don't like that. That's not me.
Well, I can certainly say, actually, Cheryl inside the chat room says you come across as down to earth and also you come across as a very humble person.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You see, and I think Sandra, guys, was a little concerned about being on my show, a little scared. And I told you, we're all just such a nice group of men and women who just love each other, and this is the outlet that we get to, you know, highlight different folks like yourself, Sandra, who do a wonderful job and that I get to have on my show. And, hey, everybody, I did put her website up there. I was able to multitask and actually find the website. So it is up there. It's www.fashionswithmarie.com. So make sure that you check out her website. And also, she's on Facebook, so add her on Facebook, because I'm telling you guys, any type of information that you need when it comes to fashion and all the latest Hollywood information, then, you know, you're definitely going to get it from her. And actually, I'm looking at her website right now, And one story that we were talking about was Ms. Desiree Rogers, who is now taking on the job as chief executive of Johnson Publishing Company, which is the largest African-American owned and operated publishing company. And they publish, of course, Ebony as well as Jet magazine. And part of the conversation before that we were chit-chatting about was, you know, how basically, you know, you don't let one thing, you know, destroy your career or anything like that. So we're very happy that she was able to do that. Sandra, another breaking news story that I got off of your website through Facebook was the American Idol young lady, Fantasia.
Yes.
So I'm still, yeah, and that was Fantasia was hospitalized last night in North Carolina as she may have been treated for a medication overdose. And, of course, you know, we still have to wait to see if this is all true or not, but that just gives you an idea of some of the stories that you're going to find on her website. So make sure you certainly befriend her and go on there and just say hello to her and also just send her some of show her some of the At Home with Victoria love. Sandra, give us your website. Oh, actually, she just did.
Yes,
oh, you're
ma'am.
Such a sweetheart. Basically, uh-huh. while I was just running my mouth, everyone, she just put all of her four websites up there. You see, that's a true Southerner. Gotta love her. And Michael just actually said, thank you so much for posting. Jennifer says that you have a new friend. So Jennifer is also a new friend of ours. So I just want to thank everyone inside the chat room that's with us tonight. You guys rock. Can you believe we only have like 3 or 4 more minutes and the show is done? I told you it was going to go by Sandra's basket time. Yeah, because I told you guys, she's crazy nervous about it. I didn't come on your show, Victoria. I don't know. And I'm like, trust me, it's going to go by in a blink of an eye. Before you know it, the show is going to go by, and you will be done, I promise you. But, Sandra, was there anything else that you wanted to say before you sign off tonight?
Yes. I just want to say that two of my favorite people are you and Miss Jet Ray out of Dallas. And the reason I say that is because you guys are just so positive and you guys always have something nice to say about whatever you're talking about. So, you know, I just want to say that I really like you and Miss Jet Ray, who's based out of Dallas, Texas.
And actually, Miss Jet Ray, you had a wonderful opportunity where you're being featured in writing your articles in there. And yours truly was selected as it was your first article, and you chose me to write about. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That was with Glamoz magazine, and I'll also go ahead and put that on the chat room.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah,
okay.
Everyone. So she's going to put the Glamour magazine, the one that yours truly was featured in. So, Sandra, thank you so much. I know you were so crazy nervous about being on here, but we love you. And I just so much support the work that you do, and you know you always have my vote. And any time you want to come back to talk about anything, then you know that opportunity is always there for you.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you so much.
All right, love. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye, everybody.
I knew you guys would love her. She's just this great, you know, just this great Southern lady that I just simply love. And I didn't want to say it earlier, but I knew she was going to be a little bit nervous because she's like, no, Victoria, I can't come on. I can't come on the show. I'm going to be nervous. And I'm like, no, you've got to come on. Come on and do it. So I am very, very happy that that she came on. So we've got a couple of few seconds left. If anybody wants to call in, Cheryl, Michael, anybody, Lisa, Jennifer, anybody, because I'm not going to stop the show. So we've got a couple of seconds. What's our number, Michael? 718-664-9364. So call in if you guys have anything that you want to talk about. I've got a few more. Actually, maybe I think I miscalculated. It's more like 5 to 10 minutes left. So who's going to help me fill that time? Cheryl's always up for a good chat. Michael's always up for a good chat. Jennifer, I haven't known you long, but I have the feeling that you're always up for a good chat too. So why don't one of you guys call me so we can talk about anything? So Michael, if you happen to call in, then we're going to talk about you and we're going to talk about you being co-hosts of the entertainment show. If Cheryl decides that she wants to call in, that we're going to talk about Moms Are Best, because Cheryl's got a couple of a networking event that's coming up that all of you should really hear about. If Jennifer calls in, Jennifer actually, I guess I don't have the information, so Jennifer, if I say this wrong, then feel free to correct me inside the chat room, but she basically will read your hand, your palm, and kind of tell you information about yourself. I know some of you are thinking, no way, Victoria, no way, but, you know, she's a positive person, and it's always in good spirit, so... But Jennifer is going to come on one of these days to talk about that as well. And I'm trying to think. We've got a bunch of shows coming up. Oh, but I really am working on that interview. A friend of mine is helping me with Desiree Rogers. And, again, she's the former White House. I can't remember what her official title was there at the White House, but she is working on that. So that would be very cool if Ms. Desiree Rogers decided to come on At Home with Victoria and chat with us. About her new position, and only if she wanted to talk about the White House situation. In fact, I've kind of heard enough about it myself, so it would be okay with me if she didn't want to talk about that, but definitely talk about her new position as the CEO of Johnson's Publishing, which is publishes Ebony and Jet magazine, and they definitely could use a makeover for sure. Oh, great. Look at this. I've got some folks on the line. I guess I'll start with 301 first. So 301, you're first. Let's see who we've got.
Hey,
hi, you're on with Victoria.
Hey, Victoria, it's Cheryl.
Hey, darling. I was hoping you
would. How are you?
Cheryl, before
you
you
know, I had to put the kids to the side and run upstairs.
So 302, don't go anywhere. We're going to talk to Cheryl first. So you've got this. So anyway, this is my fabulous friend Cheryl. She's with the organization called Moms Are Us. She basically supports mothers around the U.S. She's always having these great events in the Baltimore, D.C. area. And tell us what you've got coming up very soon.
I have my first exclusive networking event hosted, you know, just strictly through Moms Are the Best on October the 23rd. It's in Largo, Maryland from 5 to 8. It's on a Saturday. And it's really just an opportunity for, you know, local business professionals and entrepreneurs to get together, to connect, so that we can support each other and support each other's, you know, in our businesses and help each other to grow. And, of course, everybody knows that, you know, networking is one of the least expensive ways to grow your business if you utilize it effectively. So that's what that event is all about. And then I have a very exciting event that's coming up in November. It's called Diva Time with Mom because, you know, Moms Are the Best is all about promoting that strong bond, family bonds, and bonds with moms and their children. And that's going to be a really fun event, Saturday, November 13th from 2 to 4:30, same location in Largo, Maryland. And that's going to give an opportunity for moms and daughters of all ages to just kind of bond and have fun and get manicures and massages and things like that. So just some exciting stuff coming up.
I have to tell you, I like the idea that you're having it down there in Largo, Maryland, because I think when I saw the location, that's going to draw like a whole different group of people as well. So that's cool that you're having it in Largo, Maryland. And if anybody kind of knows anything about the D.C. area, Largo is a little bit closer to D.C., Washington, D.C. Suburb. So I was just, like I said, very, very happy to see that that you're actually taking part in that. Cheryl, I know you're really big on networking. I saw this status that you wrote had me cracking up when you talked about how you know what I'm about to say, how women will go out and spend over
the $125 hairdo.
Yeah, but they won't spend freaking $25 on a ticket to come network and better themselves. I was cracking up, darling, at my computer on that one.
I mean, and you know, you love to look good. I love to look good, but we also put time into, you know, our personal growth and networking with like-minded individuals so that we can grow, you know, from the inner beauty out, it can shine outward. And so when I went to the salon on Saturday and I saw this lady pay $125 for, you know, she said she'd be back the next week. And I'm just like, I was flabbergasted, like, wow. But you can't get women to pay, like you said, $15 or $20 for a women's conference or a networking event that's going to help better themselves and contribute to, you know, the positivity of local, other local businesses and entrepreneurs. I'm like, it just amazes me.
Well, and you know what, you and I both know, just because I've had the opportunity and still do as a television journalist to cover so many events, but I always find this is very funny, and I know you're going to agree with me. Most of the time, whenever people like yourself have these networking events and you're asking for money, I think what people don't understand, you know, this money is not going to you. You know, you actually have to pay for the space. You actually have to pay for the drinks and the food and the hors d'oeuvres, so that when the guests come, there is actually something for you to eat. So, you know, so if anybody out there, and I have to say this, if anyone has this idea that it's this sort of money profit-making thing, I assure you, sweeties, it's not. You know, basically that money just goes to paying for the space so that they can have it. That's right, isn't
it? I am so glad you said that because literally the expense is out of pocket. Everything is paid out of pocket. The venue, the caterer, you know, everything that goes along with trying to host this positive event to connect people, it's out of your pocket. So really, when you pay that $15, it's just going back into what the person who hosted it has spent. And usually they don't even get all of that back. Usually you end up paying more. You usually end up in the red anyway. But so it's usually people who really are committed to connecting, you know, like-minded individuals that host these things. Because like you said, it's not like you're shoving a bunch of money in your pocket at all.
No. And, you know, the only reason why I know this is because I have many, many friends like yourself, you know, who put these types of events on that I've had the opportunity to be a guest speaker at and you know, to sit on panels and things. And it was just something that I've always wondered, you know, how does that work? So, you know, the news lady, I'm going to ask some questions privately. So when I started asking questions and realizing, like you just said, pretty much 75% of the time that those individuals who put the event on, you know, paid for that. Not only did they pay for it, you know, the money that they actually take in was nowhere near the money that was to go to actually for you to recoup the loss of what you put out. So I've just
and that's not even to mention the time that you put into it, the time that you put into, you know, you pay somebody to do your online flyer, you pay somebody to print flyers for you so that you can have it as a well-attended event, and you spend a lot of time, you know, kind of broadcasting that event. So nobody can reimburse you for that time. And then, like you said, most of the expense is out of pocket, and you just kind
of
hope to at least recoup most of it. So,
yeah. Well, yeah. I feel very good about us having that discussion about that, sweetie.
Yes.
I'm glad you put that out there. I will have to make sure that when I write on my status for listening to tonight's show that they not only listen to Sandra, but they listen to you and I vent about, you know, costs that vendors and folks like yourself paid, you know, to actually have networking events, you know.
Absolutely.
And any event, thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon. I always appreciate you calling
in. And I love Sandra. I just loved her. She's adorable.
She's just such a Southern sweetheart, isn't she?
Yeah, I love her. I'm already connected with her on Facebook.
Okay, great. I'll talk soon, love.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay.
All right, we've got another caller on there. This is 302-322. I promise I'm not going to give out your whole number. And let's see if we can go ahead and get that caller on the air. Hi, you're on the air with Victoria.
Woman, I told you had 9 minutes left when you were signing off. It was like, what is she doing? She's racing towards the edge of the cliff. Great
everyone,
show, by the way.
This is the other half of At Home with Victoria. This is the one and only Michael. Michael, I am so glad that you called in. Like, I knew for sure Cheryl was going to call in, and I was like, I hope Michael calls in just for a quick second. I know we're going to do a show next week, but he better call in. So, Michael, first of all, how in the world do you pronounce your last name? Because I don't want to butcher it.
It's pronounced Coach, just like a baseball coach.
Oh, okay. This is Michael Coach, everyone. So, Michael,
one of those silly Ukrainian names, you know, that no one knows how to pronounce.
Michael is very, 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 very dear to me. Literally, there is not a day that goes by that he and I do not email each other and connect with each other on Facebook. He, for about 3 days, he was the producer of all of my chat room shows. Basically, he went from producer in about 2 or 3 days to co-host. So how was that for you, Michael? Are you excited about your new position?
Oh, I'm absolutely floating. Are you kidding? I get to go ahead and chit-chat with you and everybody else. I'm so excited for the cast of Pretty to join us, and I'm excited to talk to the producer, Doug Pinsvalley, and the hairdresser, Penny Pyro. I really think we're going to have a fantastic show. I can sense it in my bones.
And I can feel it through your heartbeat.
Yeah, well, I know you can, baby.
But anyway,
I'm so happy Jennifer called in and Lisa called in and Cheryl called in. Cheryl, that's a fantastic event that Cheryl's putting on.
I know, it is. And Michael, I know you are up there in Delaware, but basically one of these days, one of these events, you're just going to have to come down for an overnight trip or even a day trip or something.
I'm just going to hop the train right up there. Absolutely. I can be there in hours.
Yeah, actually that is true. You can be here in an
hour. Yeah, like that's super easy.
Actually, speaking of Cheryl, Michael, Cheryl says inside the chat room, you're floating on Chardonnay right now.
No, not yet. I promised that my friend Open Bar would not show up until after the show was over.
If anyone wants to know what the inside joke is, many, many times on At Home with Victoria, Michael is always in the chat room, and he will, you know, gladly have a glass of Chardonnay. If he's not having a glass of Chardonnay, he literally runs from the computer to use the bathroom, and we're having discussions, and Michael is not there. So everyone's like, where's Michael? Where's Michael? And then he comes back, and he goes, oh, sorry, I had to pee. So we were like, ew, okay, you're back now. So
woman, I washed my hands. Everything was fine, seriously. It was all hygienic.
Well, we are very, very happy that you decided to wash your hands. But listen, something that I know about you that all the ladies in the chat room are going to absolutely love is tell us about basically what you did most of your career before you became co-host of At Home with Victoria.
Most of my career, I was working for the Elizabeth Arden Red Door Spa and Salon chain and through North America and Canada. I started off with them at the Red Door in Vancouver, becoming the style director there, and then met my partner Steve at a Las Vegas convention for Elizabeth Arden, and he was the director of business development for the corporation and style director for his King of Prussia location. And so then we kind of hooked up as hairdressers do, and we ended up in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania in Bala Cynwyd. I was the general manager for the Red Door in Bala and then took over the King of Prussia location. So I love fashion.
So what was it like, you know, your career going around to different places and opening up Red Door? And speaking of Red Door, I still have some of that perfume. It just seems to never go away. It's still in my bathroom.
No, a little bit goes a long way with the Red Door, I certainly will say. But it was fantastic. It was great meeting new people. And, you know, when I was younger and had a lot more energy, I really enjoyed the travel. So it was fantastic. Everybody was delightful to meet, and learning people are always kind for some reason. You know what I mean? Everybody's on their same wavelength, and everybody needs to be around each other. So that's why I'm really kind of happy to have hooked up with you and your listening audience. I think they're fantastic. So,
yeah, they are fantastic, and I knew for sure that you would love them and that they would also love you. Cheryl is talking in the chat room about, actually, Cheryl goes, oh, my God, Victoria, I used to wear Red Door perfume all the time. I know, because, right, Michael, it's like, I mean, like, I just feel like most women, like, know Red Door. Because, I mean, in my mind, before everything was, like, you know, crazy popular with the Hollywood stars and all the fashion blogs like that Sandra does and all the TMZs and all that stuff, like, Red Door and Elizabeth Arden were kind of like the first of the first mega companies that were out there that basically women around the U.S. and the world knew about, wouldn't you say?
Well, Elizabeth Arden actually was one of the first ones, if not the first one, I'm pretty sure the first one, to actually launch a spa-like atmosphere for women just to go ahead and retreat to. So she was certainly on the cutting edge of everything, all beauty, all health, wellness. She actually had resorts and ranches that you could go to attend, and you would have the full kind of mind-body-spirit kind of relaxation, which commercially right now sometimes it tends to go away because everybody's so eager to flip a buck. But, you know, in the prime concern is just to, again, replenish the soul, return yourself to the world, you know, as helpful and not a hindrance.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You sound so smart, Michael. That's why we love you.
Oh, no, it's a facade. It's just that I haven't had my Chardonnay yet, really. I get a lot dumber.
You get a lot dumber when you have your Chardonnay. Actually, Sandra also says, I have red door. I'm telling you, Michael, I don't care like what woman you are. I don't know what it is about red door, but every lady seems to have that bottle of red door, and it has that little red top on it, and it
Absolutely.
Literally just looks like a door. I just love it. Now,
and it keeps forever.
Yes, it does. It does,
which is why I
still have it. So, Michael, I have a question. This is a young lady from New York, from Long Island, New York. Long Island's in the house. Hello. She says, do you still get free samples?
Oh, no, no longer. We retired a couple years ago and everything. So, no, unfortunately. I still got my discount, I think, at the New York location, but that's about it.
Because, Michael, you know my listeners and fans, we're always looking for something free. If we can get something free, then we're happy people.
Baby, I'm the king of free hookups. I will get you some stuff from Delaware or with any connection that I can, but I'll hook you up with some free stuff for your listeners.
Oh, you know, actually, you know what would be a great idea if we were able on your first live show when we interview Steve for Pretty, if we can do some type of giveaway on that show. That would be pretty cool if we can finagle that.
I can. I'm going to make it happen. No problem.
That's why we love Michael so much.
I rock.
Wait. Someone says, Michael is my hair guy. Oh, Cheryl says, no. Oh, my goodness. The secret is out, ladies. The secret is out. Michael, you're going to be bombarded now.
Oh, no.
Speaking of the secret, I think the secret with me is we only have a couple more minutes, and I'm chit-chatting like we have forever. So, Michael, get your calendar ready because we still need to do a show next week. We're going to do, like, a little bit more in-depth, like maybe, I don't know, 15 or 20 minutes so we can kind of set the stage for Pretty and all that good stuff.
No problem. I look forward to it. Great show. Yeah, you got a minute 30 left, so go ahead, wrap it up, and,
and don't
have a great night, lady. Absolutely. Yeah, I'll make sure and sweep the floor.
Yeah, sweep the floor for Lisa and Nancy in the chat room. We'll talk to you later.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. I knew you guys would love Michael. Isn't it crazy, like, how Facebook just makes all of these great connections? I just simply adore Michael. I adore Jennifer. I adore Cheryl. I adore Sandra. I adore Lisa. I adore all of you guys. I just love all of you so much. Sandra just says that she enjoyed Michael. And Lisa says, don't forget to close the door. So that's cool. Michael's going to work on that, ladies. So we'll do a really nice giveaway during his first live performance. Now, I see someone new in the chat room that I've never seen before. It says, Just for Panthers. So hello, Just for Panthers. I never like to leave anyone out, but I'm so glad that you joined us, and I hope you come back and visit us again. And as always, everyone, thank you so much for listening to At Home with Victoria tonight. I had so much fun. Sandra, you rock. Cheryl, moms are best, you rock. Michael, you rock. Let's see the next time if we can get Lisa and Jennifer to actually call in on the show. But in any event, everyone, hugs and kisses. I will connect with you guys in the next couple of minutes on Facebook. And I've got to go hit the treadmill. I wasn't able to do that, so Cindy's going to be upset with me. I've got to hit the treadmill. Good night to all, and I will talk with you very soon. Bye, everyone.